Him. We got another great speaker here for you. We've got Nicolette joining us here. She's with DFW Normal. And Nicolette, tell us why you're here.
All right, so the reason I am here representing DFW Normal is because I'm about to be starting an internship with them. And just a little bit of background about how I came about being able to organize this internship. In 2014, I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Psychology, and Anthropology. But in 2015, I started a Master's in Public Administration, which is for anyone who wants a career working in government jobs or nonprofit places like DFW Normal. But when I realized I was going to be speaking up here today, I had to stop and ask myself a question. And if you haven't asked yourself this question yet, I really, really, truly encourage you to do so. And I asked myself, why am I passionate about this cause? And I would like to share with you some of the reasons I came up with. The first reason is my grandfather. Growing up, he was one of the closest people in my family. I spent time talking with him, listening to his favorite music, and of course, watching his favorite movie, Up in Smoke. Now, my grandfather smoked marijuana recreationally for 40 years. He also smoked Lucky Strikes for 40 years, and in 1996, he was diagnosed with throat cancer. Surgery left him missing part of his tongue, throat, and jaw. He was fed through a tube in his stomach. He went from 215 pounds to 150. He was in pain constantly. Marijuana was the only thing that helped him. Marijuana was the only thing that made him feel comfortable. It was the only thing that gave him an appetite. And it was actually while under the influence of marijuana that he managed to eat solid food again for the first time in years. In time, though, my grandfather lost access to marijuana. He no longer knew where to find any. He started smoking cigarettes again. His health began to fail. And he died from a heart attack in 2006. I got 10 years with my grandfather after his diagnosis, but I strongly believe that if he had had access to marijuana, I would have gotten more. I am passionate about this cause because it pains me to think that his years of suffering could have been alleviated by something as simple as a plant. And it pains me to know that there are countless others who have or are experiencing what I have experienced, all because marijuana has been criminalized. The second reason I am passionate about this cause is because of my sister. She has dedicated years of her life to military service. In fact, 2 weeks ago, she was just pinned as a captain, so I'm proud of her for that.
Yes.
But during her service, she has sustained injuries that cause her pain daily. There is a very real possibility that she is going to be medically boarded due to these injuries. Although my sister does not use cannabis, I believe that it is wrong that my sister has risked her life for our country, for our liberties not to be infringed, only to come home and face a potential medical discharge, and on top of that, be stripped of her liberty to choose a safer alternative. A safer alternative to the medications they would prescribe for her pain, which increase her likelihood of addiction and decrease her life expectancy with prolonged use. And the last reason that I am truly passionate about this cause is because of my fiancé. Without his support, I would not be up here today. My fiancé has been a daily cannabis user for longer than I have known him. It makes him a well-functioning, productive member of society. When he's not using cannabis, he grinds his teeth, he pays his paths into our floorboards, his stress and anxiety are crippling. With cannabis, I get to see him smile and laugh and enjoy going to work. According to stereotypes and stigma, however, I am supposed to believe that his cannabis use is bad. I am supposed to believe that he is just another lazy stoner. And I am supposed to believe that he belongs in a cage. I am supposed to believe that he shouldn't even be able to interact with society. I don't believe these things, but not so long ago, I did fear these stereotypes and stigma. I was scared to express my true opinion on cannabis legalization. I worried about what my family, friends, and coworkers would say. If you were anything like I was, or if you know people who still have these same fears, and I'm sure that you do, I want to encourage everyone to be afraid no more. Do not be afraid to start the conversation. It was not until I told my family that I was going to intern for DFW Normal that I ever spoke openly about cannabis with them. I was nervous about how they would react. When I came home at 18 with my knuckles tattooed, I got a long lecture from my mom, okay? I expected a lecture when I told them I was going to be doing this internship. But to my surprise, I was not lectured or ridiculed. To my surprise, I found out that my grandmother has been against prohibition for decades. To my surprise, I was now being asked my opinion on medical cannabis use for another member of our family. So if I can leave you with anything today, I'd like to leave you with this. Ask yourself why you are passionate about this cause, and after that, start the conversation with your families, friends, acquaintances, whoever, everyone. You may be surprised also. Help someone find their voice, as I was able to find my voice up here today. Thank you.
Give it up. I'm so excited for you because I had an intern. I used to work for Normal, National Normal, and this young man named Calico Castile came to be my intern. He was just shocked he could get college credit sitting around listening to me talk about weed. It's like, wow, I can get credit for that? He is now working with Cannabis Radio. He has been involved in the legal cannabis industry now. He opened up a dispensary at one point. He's been involved in the industry now for 4 or 5 years. So kudos to you for getting involved with DFDB Normal. And if you know other college students, they may not know this is possible. It's not like their advisors say, well, you know, you could get credit working for Normal. Right? So bring it up to your colleges.